Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. A few months ago, while I was checking out some flea markets in Taipei, I came across a guy that was selling a box of tapes. Well, I should be more precise. It was six boxes of tapes, tapes dating back to the 1960s, many of them belonging to Armed Forces Radio when AFN had a station here in Taiwan. The station disappeared in 1976, but it is now known as ICRT. Now, I don't know if this person had worked for ICRT or if they were aware of what they were throwing away, but it was a treasure trove of very rare and archival programming. As I was going through the box, I came across a tape marked PGTB. Well, that sparked my interest, because underneath it said the BBC. I thought to myself, could this be an edition of Pop Goes the Beatles from the BBC, when the BBC was transcribing the program and sending it to radio stations overseas? Well, I fired up my Studer A807, and sure enough, it was. Now, the odd thing about this program is that it was edited for some very strange reason. And the edits are apparent. Now, I'm not sure if that was done so it can air on AFN in Taiwan in a specific time slot, but it was edited. I don't know how much, but it doesn't seem like much was cut out. On the back of the box marks the original air date of the program when it aired on the BBC Home Service. So now we present for you a full, slightly edited version, I don't know why, of Pop Goes the Beatles, that originally aired on the BBC Home Service, August 6th, 1963.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
It's 5 o'clock, we're ready to pop, it's the Pop Go the Beatles spot. John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, that's the Beatles, and this is Rodney Burke. All right, let's pop, and it's John and Paul with I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You.
I'm going to sit right down and cry over you. Ah, oh, that's sad. Dear Beatles, this is an urgent message. Please make George sing anything for Susan Rose, who is in hospital after an operation. She's mad about George, and she goes on to say, it'll make her feel much better. Well, I hope it does. Lots of fondest love from Chris Droylsden, and this is from Manchester. Now, Paul, you got one there. Would you give us that?
Yeah, this comes from Surrey. It's for Christine, Barbara, Diane.
Thank you.
This next one, I think, has a very romantic title. How about it, John?
To know her is to love her. Just to see her smile makes my life worthwhile. Yes, just to know her is to love her. And I do,
and I do,
and I do,
and I do,
and I do.
And I do, and I do,
and I do,
and I do,
and I do.
And there's a request here from Anne Horton, who's the sheriff of Blackpool. And she says, will you play for my cousin Tina, who is suffering from a severe attack of McCartneyitis, and also me and the rest of our Beatle mad mates, a song by Paul. And this one's called The Honey Boot Sog.
The Honey Boot Sog? You what?
Well, you see, I've got a terrible nose.
All right, Paul, The Honeymoon Song.
I never knew that a day like today lay before us. I've got the sun in my heart and my heart's in the sun. Skies are as bright as your eyes, the horizon is open. Love is the ceiling, feelings are reeling, free as the air. Forever on and forever, forever on side by side. Whoever knew that we two could be free as we fancy. Fancy is free, but are we who are bound to each other by love? To each other by love.
Twist and shout.
A little closer now,
just a little closer,
and let me know that you're
And that's it again. The Beatles, producer Terry Hennebery and me, Rodney Burke, must pop off till next Tuesday at 5 when, once again, Pop will go the Beatles.
Pop! Pop go the Beatles!
If you enjoy the program that you just heard and would like to hear more from the PCJ Media Archives, let us know. Our email address is pcj@pcjmedia.com. Thank you for listening.